My friends, we've got new features to discuss. Well, it is Editions Day, right? Shopify drops many new features on us, dozens to 100, right? But we only have so much time to go through them. Today, we're going through one. We're going to talk Shopify customer account extensions. And this actually is quite useful. This will make your customers' lives easier. This will make your life as a merchant easier. If you are a developer, it will make your life easier. Because now, similar to our themes and our apps and how we are able to more easily, as time has gone on and Shopify as a platform has evolved, more easily able to integrate those things, we're now seeing the same thing happen across other parts of the platform. And in this case, it's customer accounts. And there's a lot of potential that goes into that. But as usual, I am your useful idiot, my friends. I need someone smarter than me to explain it to me. And who better than the gentleman who helped develop it? Patrick Mulligan, senior product lead at Shopify, who has worked on this. This is his baby. He's going to help walk us through it and explain it to me. I am your host, Kurt Elster.
Jack Nasty.
And this is the unofficial Shopify podcast. Mr. Mulligan, thank you for joining us.
Hyped to be here. Couldn't think of anything better to do than to talk with you about this.
So, okay. Customer account extensions. What's the vision here? How long have you been working on this? Why are you excited about it?
Oh, man. Okay, so yeah, I've been working on it the whole time I've been at Shopify. I've been Shopify 3 years. I could give you like the longer story about it. But actually, a big part of my story is that I've actually been a merchant on Shopify for over 10 years now. So I have a brand. It's called Keep Athletic.
Oh, wait. What do you sell?
Oh, I sell shorts with the best pockets on the planet. I'll send you a link maybe after that you can kind of get into. But I've been a solo merchant for a long time. And that's actually what led to my experience of coming to Shopify. And actually, in my interview process, they were kind of saying, hey, you know, there's a couple opportunities that are there. They said, is there something that you see? And I said, you know, customer accounts feels like it could be like a really big thing. And they said, hey, we actually have this awesome team led by this awesome product director, Egan Chung, who's actually leading an investment here to completely change this. And I was like, oh my God, sign me up for this. And I mean, there's so many, I think, bottoms up pain points and like opportunities merchants really wanted us to do with customer accounts when we first started doing like tons of interviews, talking to all of our small merchants, big merchants, large merchants. But the thing that I'm just really most excited about is that like when I was a solo merchant, I was sitting there making my site, I was building my products, making my ads, making my stories, is I would get all these, you know, requests from customers that are things that are like highly repetitive that really they should be able to do themselves really intuitively by logging in, seeing their information and, you know, editing an order, doing a self-serve return, managing a subscription, et cetera. And I'm just personally excited to have this feature really make it so that, you know, entrepreneurs that are trying to scale and build from like, you know, 100,000 revenue and get to like 500,000 revenue, that they're able to have all this functionality of their customers that they can do things themselves so they can stay focused on, you know, the most important things that they're doing. And so it's very personal to me. So I get very excited about it.
It sounds like there were specific pain points here. I want to agitate the pain. Like, you're excited about this because of what it unlocks now. But when you started it, it would have been because of what it could solve. So what were the pains? What were the annoyances? What was it, a lot of effort and energy goes into this. What inspired that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's many observations, but getting to like something specific, I think that like we've all kind of gone across different Shopify brand stores. And ultimately, like oftentimes you see like one portal for a specific use case. So you might see something like a portal for returns and then a portal for claims and then a portal for managing a subscription. And I think when you talk to merchants, what you hear is they're like, wait, why is this happening? And let me give you like a specific story. Like when I was building with Keep Athletics, I have this page on my site and I want to add all sorts of self-serve functionality so customers can do things themselves. And like, you know, you might have something for order tracking and you might have like a claims portal. And I remember talking to one of my customers, like directly, you know, one of my people that purchased my shorts about this. And they were saying that like, hey, Patrick, I'm on your site. I want to know where my order is. So I type in my order number and email address into your site and I get, you know, this great order tracking. And as a customer, I looked and saw like, okay, my item's delivered. So I went outside, I opened my door, I looked down and the package wasn't there. So I started to use another feature on your site, which is the claims portal. So I can go file a claim because some porch pirate took my stuff. And I went to it, and that claims portal asked me to type in my order number in email again within 45 seconds of like me just going this other thing. And I think that, like, you know, as a customer, the idea of having to log in multiple times within 45 seconds is just like a huge bust. And then I think from a merchant perspective, you're like, oh man, I want to make this unified experience. How can I do that? Right? And how can it work across all my entire buyer experience? And that was really, I would say, like some of the pain that was like, okay, how do we start from that experience and that kind of merchant request, that customer pain point? And that really is actually that feedback directly from merchants, directly from customers, you know, many talking to many people, I think directly related to like, hey, it's time to retire the way that we did customer accounts before, and let's build something brand new.
So the issue we saw in the past was not that customer accounts were broken, but that when we tried to add new features to it, it got messy. And if you're a third party, you're an app, like that returns portal, the tracking, like whatever that was, didn't have a consistent good way to merge itself into Shopify's customer accounts. And then, so that's where the easiest method for everybody involved is like, well, we'll just silo these things, right? Everything yes. becomes its own portal. Well, that also means multiple logins, and it means re-entering information, and things don't talk to each other. So absolutely, I get you have successfully agitated the pain. And I didn't think about it in those terms, but you're right. It's like just portal after portal. So that overarching goal is simplify everything for everyone involved, which I greatly appreciate.
Yes.
How then, so let's walk it back a little bit, you know, to help people understand what's happening here. There's classic customer accounts on Shopify and new customer accounts. And this has been around a little while. This is part of that new customer account endeavor, right? So walk me through that. So we've got some of the high level groundwork here.
Yeah, absolutely. So new customer accounts came on the scene about 2 years ago, okay? And it was kind of our first version of this thing, and we got it out, and we kind of shared, hey, this is our thing. But a very important thing was that, hey, we've had this other customer account experience. There's lots going on here. We want to have the new thing out, but we want you to still be able to maintain classic, still use that experience, still onboard there. But if you want to kind of see what we're doing on our green path, give us there and provide us feedback. And so that kind of entered in a thing where once we went live, we started getting lots of feedback. Of course, everyone said, hey, we want this to work with apps. We started building that developer platform on top of it. And actually, what's crazy is about almost exactly 1 year ago, we launched a developer preview, developer beta for this brand new surface area. And this was, you know, kind of coattailing a little bit off of checkout extensibility, which, you know, is this whole new approach of injecting experiences directly into the Shopify checkout, and took a very similar approach with new customer accounts where you can do that. There's a whole side of reasons, but I'm really excited about the unified developer experience for everybody that's building these things. And we've been working for the last, you know, year directly with all sorts of apps and partners in the ecosystem to directly create this experience. And so we've been actually like deeply in build with many of our Shopify app friends within the ecosystem. And really what's coming out today is the culmination of that. And we're really excited. I mean, we've got 40 launch partners across 8 different use cases that are going to be all ready, that we personally like got into the weeds in UX and like seriously talked to the founders of those UX of those apps about the UX reviews that we did with them. We got really into the nitty gritty with them. And I'm also excited to share that beyond our 40 launch partners, we're going to have 300 other apps in the App Store that are going to be ready at launch that are building customer account extensions. So we're really excited about that, but that gives you a sense of this. And I love that. I do have also a bit of like news on the naming of this. So at first we started, you know, new customer accounts, it's new, and classic customer accounts, but to kind of go a bit further, with this release, we're actually making a name change here. So we're dropping the new. So insert the Justin Timberlake, you know, drop the new, it goes better here. And we're just being customer accounts.
Ew.
just customer accounts. And then we are getting rid of the classic moniker, and we're kind of renaming it as legacy, because we do intend on getting rid of legacy at some point down the road. And we want to make that clear and obvious. But we still have lots to build. We're really excited to get extensions out there.
Classic sounds a little positive, like a classic car. Oh, that's a classic. You know, It's a classic movie. That seems too positive, right?
Too positive.
Especially new sounds good, new customer accounts. But all right, if we drop the new, we gotta get rid of classic, go a little more negative with it. Legacy, all right, not as good. We gotta do worse. How about antique? Vintage? Right? No, those are too positive. Old and busted accounts and new shiny accounts. There we go. I've handled the branding for you.
It's like you've been in our R&D conversations and our branding conversations on this. You got it exactly right.
Don't let me in there. Do not. Okay, so with these, with the new customer accounts, one of my favorite features is passwordless login. Like, security is important to me. Cybersecurity is important in general. And passwordless logins, I feel that this is more convenient, this is more secure, and now with this new system where we're not dealing with multiple portals, it's login once, I don't even need to know a password, it just goes really quickly, and now I'm in and I have access to, presumably, like whatever I need in one place in whichever store I am shopping from. Tell me about passwordless login.
Yeah. So this was something that was like a very early decision and kind of really thinking about, again, how do we streamline this? How do we reduce friction for customers? How do we simplify the experience? And there was a really transformative moment in the development process where we actually made a UX diagram of the exact flow that someone goes through when they're doing like a password login, right? So you have to, you go to the site, you register your experience, you set a password, you have to activate the email that's on the account, then you have to log in. Then of course you forget your password 3 months later, then you have to go through a password reset flow. You might reach out to the customer, you might do this thing. And it's this long thing. Actually, we put it in a blog. Maybe I'll give you a link afterwards. We put it in a blog post that shows like all this. And then passwordless login is pretty simple. You come to the site, you put an email, you get a code, you type it in, you move forward. And that like simplicity has been, I think, really valuable. I think like we also turned into this, I'd say, like design principle internally, which is that like customers, they don't really actually want to log in. They want to get something done, right? They want to actually start a return. They want to manage a subscription. They want to check their loyalty points. And I think what we've actually found, and that I would actually urge a lot of people to pay attention to, is that like some of the best CTAs to get your customers to log in are going to be around those jobs, right? And saying, hey, like start a return. All right, well, of course I need to tell them I'm Patrick Milligan and I need to prove who I am so that I can go do the return, right? And so it's a kind of a minor part of the experience. And I see like extensions really driving that, you know, all these app developers that are building, you know, all these different use cases, I think are going to be driving lots of people to log in. And passwordless, I think, really simplifies the experience. We've also even had moments where we've been on calls, you know, with many merchants, and they've told us that up to 10% of their customer support volume is handling password resets at time. And so when you add passwordless, that just, you know, I mean, takes away all this burden of like, you know, makes so many people's lives better. They can focus on the things that matter, more valuable conversations.
And when you get into the really high volume stores, anything that is all painful about any part of the purchasing process, you're going to hear about it, right?
And oh, so, yeah.
You know, I can think of a few merchant clients we have that are eight figures. And those are the one where it's like, I see the emails where people just like are so annoyed that they have to deal with stuff as simple as passwords. And so anything that streamlines the process is good for the business and the customer experience. Passwordless login, part of this new system, part of customer account extensions, but not necessarily, you know, new to us, not a new thing we're talking about. I think the thing that customer account extensions enables is customization, right? Walk me through the kind of customization I can expect here. What am I getting for this new feature?
Yeah. As a merchant, one of the things that you'll probably already be familiar with is the checkout and accounts editor. So we made this new editor for kind of adding extensions into the checkout editor. And we made a choice because with customer accounts, we decided to kind of follow along and thought it was a really great place to make a unified part of the developer experience. We're extending that editor there. So all your customer account pages are in that editor. You can toggle on features. One of the things that we've done is we've worked actually a lot with partners and app developers directly on what the enablement experience would be for merchants, because there's all these things with, you know, we've got customer accounts and legacy now, right? As a merchant that's kind of figuring out these different apps that you have to add, we added a lot of tools. So things that we added for partners are things like you can query directly what version someone of new, if they're on the old customer accounts, the legacy customer accounts, or on regular or new customer accounts right now. That's really helpful because they can ultimately tailor the onboarding experience while we're running both systems. The other thing that we built actually is we really thought we wanted to make it super easy. So we actually built this new apps tab directly into the checkout and accounts editor. And within that, it's really easy for merchants to be able to look through all the extensions or app blocks that they have available to themselves. And we've even made it so that partners can have tools like called default extension placements, which means that when you add a block to your customer account, because there's so many extension targets across all the pages, that it'll actually add it in the direct opinionated place that they are suggesting, which kind of removes like a lot of, you know what I mean? It really makes it simplified. And the other thing is we've made it possible for them to merchandise extension collections that are around like a particular use case. So let's say like you're a merchant and you're adding a subscription management app. We have many in our launch partner program and many that are going to be ready or are coming out today. And what you'd be doing really there is you're adding an app block of like, hey, I want to add like the ability to manage a subscription on my order status page. I want a full page extension where I can kind of have the whole subscription management flow. I want to add something to like the top of my header. Well, we actually make that really easy where the partner can say, hey, to add subscription management, here are the three blocks you need to add. If you click it, it goes straight to the default extension placement. You click it, it goes straight to it. So I think you'll be really happy with the amount of thought and care that we put into that. And of course, as always, we love feedback. So just hit us with it as you start experiencing it. We're really excited for it. We can't wait.
What is the, you know, for me, I'm in a privileged position in that I can complain on Twitter and sometimes things happen, right? If you don't have that Twitter audience, what's the best way to give the feedback?
Yeah, so I would say no matter how big you are, we are pretty locked in to posts on Twitter or feedback wherever it comes from. Other things that exist, so I would say you can always at me. I'm always in on that. The other thing is we actually have a partner Slack directly about customer accounts where we have 400 devs directly in there and we have about 5 members of the team directly interacting with them. So I would say like definitely get right in there with us like and give us the feedback, talk with us. We have really great conversations. We also have the new Shopify developer community forum that I would encourage to use. All those things, I would say, yeah, go there, talk about it. Partner Slack, great. Community forum, great. Hit people up. We're there. We're always chasing down feedback.
Let's recap a little bit here what this is. I switched to the new customer accounts. In doing that, now my customers get this passwordless login system. And a dedicated customer account portal. As the store owner, I can manage that no code inside a theme editor experience, right? I can just the same way that I can edit the theme and now I can edit the checkout, I can also edit my customer account portal. And within that customer account portal, my options are to add features as I need them or they're available to me with an extension. A checkout app or a customer account extension that works similarly to app extensions in a theme or the checkout. Do I have this right?
Yeah, no, I think that you have that exactly right. And I would just say that like the other option here, of course, that we anticipate is that we've already been actually R&Ding with many merchants here. But I expect that like, hey, maybe you want to use an extension that an app built. That's great, but there's nothing stopping a merchant from building extensions directly themselves or working with an agency to build something custom for themselves. And we're really excited about that. And I think what merchants will enjoy is that you can really focus on just the use case that you want to build instead of having to build the whole experience. We actually, early on in the R&D process, when we were coming up with where the extension targets are going to be inside customer accounts, we actually just gave many merchants who had UX designers access to, hey, just design the features you want to design within like, you know, take our existing out of the box flow and design that. And through that, we actually determined the extension targets, which was, we've been doing that a long time, but I think that like, you'll find that like, there's a lot of customization options through that.
That's very clever. All right. Hardball question. It can't be limitless customization, right? It's not practical. What are the limitations here? What do I need to be aware of? Where's the limit? Because I know it can't be the sky.
Of course. So I think one of the things that we've done is we've made customer accounts a very structured space. So there, it is limited to move the layout around. Now, we really think that that layout's really good and works for most merchants most of the time. I think that that's important to understand. There's benefits in that also as well. Some of the benefits of having a structured space are that if one app developer builds for one merchant, they can now deploy that extension and make it available to every single store that has that same space. And you don't have to spend a time, bunch of time in bespoke enablement. I think that probably like every agency or partner has been going through a custom theme file and kind of like fighting for space with different people. That doesn't have to happen with extensions. So I think that like there's a positive of this. And the other part of it is we still actually do. I think that there could be moments where people might say, hey, I really want to take control of the layout. And that's where we actually have in our headless and hydrogen offering, we actually give the same API that we use to develop the new customer account portal. And we give that actually available to merchants to build that themselves. You can have the full, you know, control in that thing, but you lose the kind of structure and scale of working with our app ecosystem in the same way, right? So I'd say that. And then another one that is a feature that's going to be coming out, not today, but is going to be coming out very soon, is the ability to start a login from the online store and go to your login and redirect the customer back to their shopping experience. That's something that can be really critical in some experiences, right? So imagine like you're doing like a wish list save on a product page and, you know, you have that experience and you're saying, hey, sign in to add this to your wish list. Of course, you want to have the person sign in. You want to save the wish list to the customer account. You want them to view the wish list in the customer account. But right in that moment, you want to log them in, take them back to the PDP and say, hey, this is now saved, right? And so we have some workarounds and our launch partners have implemented a lot of those. So you'll have a good experience there. But I'm excited. We have even more robust stuff coming out in the future.
Yeah, anything that can take steps out of the process, you know, steps out of the workflow here makes everybody's life easier, right? We don't want to frustrate anyone. I could picture it. I've got the idea. I see the potential, but you know, I'm just not that creative. I need you to paint a picture for me of real world use cases. I bet there's like one or two examples that you were excited about.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think one of the first things, and you actually go back. I post on Twitter quite a bit about customer accounts. So maybe people have seen this, but I had a thread when we first launched the customer account portal, and the use case that I talked about was order management or like canceling an order before it's been fulfilled, which I think is like one of like such a great use case for customer accounts on our order status page. And so what we've actually seen is there's a couple great apps in our launch partner program. There's order editing, there's Cleverific. And what they do is they make it so that, hey, you maybe have been a customer and you checked out and then you maybe saw like, you know, like your address was put in incorrectly. So you want to make an edit to that address before the item's fulfilled so you don't get it shipped to the wrong address. We've actually had all of them build these extensions directly in customer accounts so someone can log in, make that change in the grace period that they have allotted to them and do that. That happened to me at Keep Athletics, my brand, super often. I can tell you like the cost of that for a customer is unbelievably high. Like in some ways, there's the cost of like, you know, shipping and everything like this. But there's also like the emotional costs. So like one time I had this customer that was like, reached out to me, called me because I had my phone number on the site at the time. I need you to change the order for me because I didn't have this feature because customer accounts didn't exist. And they said, I accidentally just ordered my pair of shorts to my ex-girlfriend's address and it's a recent breakup. And I can't go back there. I need you to change the address for me. And so I quickly changed the address with my 3PL that was sending it out. They were so happy, but I mean, the idea that the customer being able to do that themselves is so valuable. So, that's going to be, I think, an awesome, awesome experience and a huge win for, merchants that are using this.
And do you say Cleverific will have that account extension?
Oh yeah. Andrew Lee is a homie, great founder, awesome builder. I'm really excited for people to see his, extension.
I'm thrilled to hear about it. You know, they sponsor the show. And so...
Hell yeah. Oh,
it's serendipitous when we have those things line up. So I appreciate it. It is, especially, you know, during the holidays, you would be amazed at the number of people who are like, hey, I placed an order on your site and I sent it to the wrong address. that is kind of the catch 22 of, you know, having all these things that can autofill addresses and save addresses is you're just like, yeah, that's what I want. Buying it. Buy, buy, buy. And then it just after you place the order, you're like, oh man.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
And so like that's a frequent pain for everybody. Cause you gotta go just as you laid it out. Yeah, that's a real world one. I'm glad to see that solved. So we've got a lot of stores on Plus using B2B, and I like it a lot. And I think Shopify works well for B2B. Does certainly the customer account extensions, any B2B examples that are going to help us out?
Oh yeah. This is something I'm super excited about. I've been talking about a lot. Like, I would put people in two of our launch partners that really stand out to me. There's Sufio. They've gone like really deep on all sorts of viewing, downloading, invoicing flows and things like this, which can be super important to certain B2B merchants. There's also UPro, which has gone really deep into the ability for B2B buyers to create like large bulk orders in seconds via CSV uploads, which is, I think, really important to like some of the really advanced and, you know, high volume B2B buyers that are out there. I'm really excited for people to get that. And partially this is kind of, you know, for me, I'm hyping this up a bit, but like, this is a historic moment for B2B customers. They've never had the ability to work with our app ecosystem to like turn on lots of functionality. And this is like a blue ocean opportunity for new Shopify app developers. And I think the people that are investing here are going to win big. Because I mean, if you can look at some of the large B2B merchants that are coming on. I mean, this last year we launched Carrier, which is like one of the largest, you know, B2B merchants in e-com. They manufacture HVAC supplies and they do it across 180 countries. You know what I mean? They have a lot of scale there, and they're going to be looking for these solutions where they can work with an app ecosystem member to get new functionality that they need. We have tons of other B2B merchants like coming online. And so I think this is just like a really exciting, just blue ocean opportunity. I think both those apps are going to crush. We have a couple other apps in our launch partner program. I think I'm really, very, very excited about that. Very bullish.
So you've worked on this a while. This has been your baby. I want to know for you, what was hard about it? Like, what were the big technical or conceptual challenges to building something like customer account extensions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a really good question. I think from a technical perspective, one of the biggest things is, of course, like Shopify, we do so much for merchants, right? We've got all sorts of parts of the customer experience, and really login and customer accounts, it's a non-linear flow that kind of integrates into every single part of the customer journey, right? So, and if you look across our stacks, there's the, you know, some merchants are on Headless or Hydrogen, you know, building their own online store. We have the online store and all the custom themes. We have the order status page, which has kind of like a login experience. We have checkout, which has a login experience. This is very important. There's all the third-party portals. There's our sign-in with Shop, our Shop Pay experience. And these are all sorts of different things that merchants are trying to do with these different things. And being able to like have the login experience and customer accounts work across all of them has definitely been one of those like technical challenges to like pull off and make it work across all those different things. And I think that another part of it was just like really, you know, we're now coming at a point where we have customer account extensions, but at one point that was a technical and conceptual challenge, right? Where we were saying, okay, where can we have that place that partners can build from where they can reuse the branding that merchants have already set to like make the experience easier for merchants, make the experience easier for developers, a safe space to host like important sensitive data, which is an important part of the customer account experience, as well as, you know, just, yeah, streamline the whole experience. And then I think conceptually, you kind of have talked about it on this, but switching people from doing all their customizations within the theme and the online store to this like more structured extension experience. I mean, when we were first starting, I mean, that was one of the biggest risks, you know, that everyone was talking about. Like, how do we pull this magic trick off? Like, yes, there's fundamentals here. Yes, there's some really great R&D work into this. But that's why it's so thrilling to be today with over 300 apps all supporting customer account extensions. People really showed up for this. We're really excited. And I think we've been able to really hone in and build, make the developer experience, the app experience, and the enablement experience so good that people are really excited for this to be that solution that a lot of people are looking for, which is that how do we offer merchants this unified account experience for their customers? And these were, you know, these have been so many talented people over so many years, so many meetings, flights across the country, talking customer. I mean, these have been monumental challenges that we're just excited to get this out today.
It sounds like it's pretty clear to me here. Merchant feedback shaped this product considerably, and Shopify has really been very good about soliciting and responding to feedback, especially in online spaces. Is there more to it? Like how impactful was merchant feedback in deciding what goes into this? Was it like, yeah, this is their feedback, damn the torpedoes, this is how we build it? Or it was like, this is what they're looking for, so this is what we have to do? Maybe that's too black and white.
I mean, I would start foundationally. Like, yeah, the answer, black and white, yes. Yes, that like merchant feedback went into this. I would say foundationally, the decision to not continue with classic or legacy accounts was directly based on merchant feedback and what they were trying to do. I mean, they wanted a unified account experience. They wanted their customers to have the seamless, consistent experience that kind of helped them do self-serve functionality and collected their preferences so they could personalize the experience. And it just wasn't possible in the way merchants wanted to go. And so without that feedback, you know, that decision to start from scratch would just not have happened. So I would say from the very, very beginning of the first project, I was actually just recently reflecting on this with some of the devs that were like the very first ones that were on this project. And like, they were like, yeah, I remember being in the room with such and such merchant. And, you know, this is exactly the issue. Just more tactically, I mean, one of the things I mentioned it above, but like, we've been very, very like in the weeds with talking to all of our merchants that are using new customer accounts. And actually even from the very beginning, like I said, we invited many merchants into a design partnership with us and asked them to just blue ocean design what they wanted their account experience to be. And that what led to some of like our extension targets, like our order management menu. You know, that's something that's super important. We wanted to have like one button on the order status page where all the order actions could go for all the different extensions. So like we talked about editing an order, but there's also maybe like write a review, right? There's also maybe download an invoice. There's all these things. And we wanted the UX to be so considered in what our merchants wanted. And that was like a whole like, okay, I guess we have to, you know, let's design this thing. Let's build this system. Let's think this through. Let's now pitch it to all of our partners and get them on board. And so that's like, you know, super pivotal. Yeah, really happy with a lot of the relationships we've built with merchants along the way on this.
And if there's one thing merchants love, it's data, key performance indicators, KPIs. I know this one, it's a little squishier, a little softer, harder to measure because it's customer accounts, right? It's more an experience that tries to eliminate frustrations. And so it's tougher to tie it back to like conversion rate, add to cart. You know, maybe we could tie it back to customer retention. I don't know. I've heard the word foundational a lot. And so I'm wondering if there's any performance improvements we can expect or use as a carrot to try and lure people. Come, please, use the account extensions. It makes life easier, I swear.
Yeah. I think one of the key things we kind of talked about early on about these unique portals, right? And having these portals now build their use cases into one account place. One of the things that that does, and we also talked about this concept of like buyers don't want to log in, they want to get something done. What I see with customer account extensions and all this great new self-service, you know, functionality that's coming in is that now all of a sudden, customers that previously weren't having to log in to do that action now are. And that's going to significantly drive logins. So like, I'll give you an example of a merchant that we're working with. It's an apparel merchant and they kind of report, you know, 20% of their customers regularly engage with like a return to exchange feature, right? That's pretty like normal and kind of within that bounds. And all of these customers aren't logged in. And now by actually working with returns portals that are actually built directly in, they're going to be now getting those customers to log in. That means 20% of their customers are going to be logged in. That's a big difference from how it was before. And to me, I see this as ushering in like an era of just personalization, right? Now that all these customers are going to be logged in and we have these real reasons that people are doing this through the self-serve functionality, through subscription management, through checking loyalty, through doing referrals, through doing all these like just base, you know, I mean, things that like are high value to the customer. that's going to in turn much increase login. And what we've seen, and we can see with data, logged in customers, they spend more money, they convert faster, they convert better. Like this is a thing that I'm really excited about, and something I like really just to kind of tease people of the future of this is that like I see like flows like, okay, hey, like I sell shorts on my store, right? So like when a customer buys a pair of shorts and they, you know, we find out they're a size large, when they're logged in, every single time they come to the site, we should be like pre-selecting every product page with a size large. That's reducing a click. You know how many clicks that's reducing for commerce across every product variant is a pretty big idea. And I see a lot more people set up to take advantage of that because they're going to see a larger percentage of their customers logged in because these use cases that previously wouldn't drive logins now will. And that's like a pretty big deal, I think, for merchants as they work to just develop, you know, the best relationship with their customers at scale.
Well, man, I love the idea of pre-selecting the size on a product form as a conversion rate optimization tactic. That's very clever. But to your point, you're right. Everything works better on both sides of the table if the customer is logged in, because when, you know, wherever they go, the data is being stored to their account. They can access everything quickly in their account portal. When they go to checkout, everything's already pre-filled out, and that makes life easier. But on the merchant side, I'm dealing with potentially fewer customer support requests, but then in my analytics knows that, like, between sessions, this is the same person, right? And so we could do better personalization. There's a whole bunch of benefits to it. And it's so obvious. I completely missed that. Okay, very clever. I don't even look at other e-commerce platforms anymore. What's the point? I'm sure as part of this process, you may be familiar with them.
Sure.
This is such a softball question, because honestly, I'm like, everything else is a bunch of also-rans. But tell me, how do you think this feature stacks up against, you know, what's out there now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I think I've said before, I'm a Shopify maximalist. I believe that every store should be a Shopify store. I mean, I think that like there's so much going on that we do well here. But I mean, I don't think it's any secret that a big secret sauce of Shopify is the dev ecosystem and the apps that build and the incredible smart people that we have that like are just super in the weeds on certain use cases. Shout out Henry, the gift card guy that's completely branded himself on like one use case and knows so much about gift cards. Like he really is the gift card guy. We have so many people in our dev ecosystem. And to me, yes, there's so many things that we've done about the performance of this project. Yes, there's a lot of thought in this. Yes, the developer experience is good. Yes, the merchant experience of enabling it's good. Yes, all that. But I think that just like, you know, being able to now have our Shopify app dev and kind of agency ecosystem now building for a platform that when they build functionality, it goes to everyone with this. That's exciting. That's super exciting to me and is something that I don't see any competing platform really playing in or doing or moving in that direction. And I think that that's how I would think about that. I mean, I don't know if you could even call it stacking up. I think it's just like foundationally different than any other commerce platform.
Absolutely. Yeah, that ecosystem and the fact that Shopify continually reinvests in those partners, in their people, is the magic, right? Just always, it has, you know, I've been doing this since 2011 or 2012, and it is always, that was why we signed up. We're like, wow, look at this. You know, they're investing in it. And now many years later, it is still the case. You know, more, if anything, more so than ever. But okay, with customer account extensions, if I'm a merchant, I want to adopt this. I'm like, all right, you sold me, Patrick. I want in. How do I do it? What's the first step?
Yeah, so I would say go to your checkout accounts editor and you can kind of look at the pages that are there. So you can see your order status page. You can see your order list page. You can see your profile page. And you can go to the apps tab and see the apps that you're already interacting with, what extensions they've built. You might find that a lot of them have actually already built for this, so you can kind of play with that experience. And I would go through our styling section that's in there, and I would brand it how you like it, kind of get a good feel for it. And I would log in as a customer, and I would place an order on your site, and I would get a feel for that. And I would then, if I feel good about it, I would turn it on. I would say, go down this path. And if you see feedback, I would holler it really loudly. Like I said, at me, at Shopify Dad, I'm going to throw him over here, but at Liam, go into our partner Slack, go into the community forum, like, and really help us drive. Cause that's how we all win, is when we kind of talk about the feedback and we're, you know, where we go build off of it.
Is there any other resources or like support available? You touched on some of it. Well, reiterate for me.
Yeah. So I said all these kind of like channels are open, but of course we have our help docs that have a lot of different articles about setting up customer accounts or maybe other considerations or things that you should think about. We also have a great set of like a dev documentation, which really outlines a lot of the kind of app experience. We put a lot of thoughts into the tutorials that we've put there. I think talking to your fellow merchants is always great, about how their experience has been. There's a lot of Shopify merchants using new customer accounts now that may have experiences with it. Talk about it.
If you had to summarize the experience, this whole thing, in one sentence, the impact, the use case, or why I want to do it, what is it?
Yeah, I would say, lower your support cost, deepen your relationships with your customers, right? Like that's the real thing here. I mean, we want as many customers to intuitively know for you how to get service super fast without having to talk to you, and tell you exactly their preferences so that you can build them the best possible personalized experience that they've ever seen in your niche of the internet. That's what we see for them.
Speaking of internet niches, what is your Twitter handle?
I'm at P. Milligan.
Oh, good. All right. If you have any issues at all with this, Twitter at P. Milligan.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely. Hit me up. We'll get it sorted.
Final question. Spell it out for me. In the Shopify admin, how do I set this up? All right. Bottom left, I click settings.
Yes. Bottom
left.
Where
am I going from there?
Is it
an online store?
No, bottom left, you click settings, correct. You go to customer account settings, and you'll see actually like a really great panel that'll say, hey, do you want to use customer accounts or do you want to use legacy customer accounts? If you're using no accounts, what you'll see is a little toggle to turn on the feature itself. So you'll turn that on if it's new to you completely, or if you're on legacy, you'll switch to new. And if you aren't ready to do the switch at first, there's a button that says customize. That'll take you and direct you to the checkout and account center, which will allow you preview the experience, get the branding how you want it to be, get the extensions on your site, on your customer account experience that you want it to be, and can do it all yourself.
Patrick, thank you for sharing this feature, this experience, and everything you've learned about it in the last 3 years. I really appreciate it. It's been insightful, and it's always fun to see both the people and then the thought process that goes into these features, right? Because there's just so much nuance and so many edge cases and so many things to think about. Just my head spins at the thought of having to deal with such a thing. And it does. It seems tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, but I mean, I think it's like, I think it's a privilege.
Absolutely. Patrick Milligan, Senior Product Lead at Shopify. Congrats on customer account extensions and getting this feature live and out in the hands of everybody and for sharing it with us.
Cheers. Appreciate you.